Track 5. Big Issues. President Trump's 2019 Budget. The heart of the issue. Supporters of President Trump's 2019 budget proposal say it increases defense spending, protects borders, and makes government more efficient. Critics say it makes drastic cuts to essential social programs. Support. Representative Rob Woodall, Republican, Georgia. Woodall is a member of the House Budget Committee and chairman of the Rules Subcommittee on Legislative and Budget Process. Oppose, Representative Linda Sanchez, Democrat, California. Sanchez is a member of the House Committee on Ways and Means. Support, Representative Woodall. Each year, the budget process begins with the president releasing the administration's budget as a benchmark from which to build consensus. President Trump fulfilled that obligation, and I'm pleased he did. It's important to understand that the White House budget is not binding or final. Rather, it defines in clear form where the administration's priorities lie. In the president's budget, we see a commitment to investing in national security and those who work so tirelessly to provide it, as well as an awareness that we must rein in federal spending without neglecting infrastructure needs. I share President Trump's desire to provide certainty and necessary resources for our men and women in uniform and those protecting our borders, as well as ensure that our veterans have the support they've earned. I share his vision for a 21st century economy and infrastructure system that encourages growth and opportunity. I also am keenly aware that federal spending is the driving force behind a rising national debt. Ultimately, the only way to address these challenges and achieve our shared goals is by implementing a sound budgeting and appropriations process. The good news, however, is that as part of the recently passed Bipartisan Budget Act, we have a very real opportunity to reform the process in a way we haven't seen in 40 years. Irrespective of which side of the aisle one sits, no one believes the current process is the best way to move the country forward. With the creation of the Joint Select Committee on Budget and Appropriations Process Reform, a 16-member panel consisting of 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats from both the House and the Senate, I believe we can and will seize the opportunity to effect lasting change. Oppose, Representative Sanchez. President Trump's budget hits low-income families where it hurts. It slashes funding for basic necessities like food and health care, putting our very health and well-being at risk. And what many Americans don't realize is that veterans are among those who will bear the burden of these reckless cuts. Veterans may find it challenging to find work and pay the bills after returning from service, or they may have a disability that makes it more difficult or even impossible for them to work. Fortunately, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, exists to help them afford the food they need to get by. According to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, nearly 1.5 million veterans, including 96,000 in California, are able to put food on the table thanks to SNAP. Instead of maintaining and strengthening this vital program that keeps millions of Americans out of poverty each year, the president's budget cuts SNAP by 25%. Veterans may also need Medicaid coverage to get care for complex chronic conditions, brain injuries, disability, or behavioral health needs. The Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation has found that 875,000 non-elderly veterans, with 92,000 in California, have Medicaid coverage. Rather than investing in Medicaid, which is a lifeline to nearly 70 million Americans, the president's budget fundamentally restructures and guts the program by more than $1 trillion. The Trump budget proposal is inexcusable. Budgets are moral documents that reflect our priorities. Low-income families, including those with members who have served or are serving in our armed forces, deserve better. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone, 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone, 202-225-3121.